Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Good. Welcome, assalam. How you doing?
Okay, sorry, a little bit on a fake freight. I'm here on 39th and alhamdulillah.
No, we're good. We're good.
I'm over here at the post office, so, you know, the show is right on.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Okay, you're welcome.
Alhamdulillah. Walaikum assalam. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Jummah prayer for today. This is, we're here in Los Angeles, and this is the July the 7th, 2023. And on the Islamic calendar, I believe this is the about the 16th, I believe, of the, hold on 1 second, brothers and sisters, don't hang up. I'm trying to arrange my call back. We're on the day of Hijjah, Dhul Hijjah. This is the 12th month of the Islamic calendar. This is the 19th of Dhul Hijjah. In the, on the Islamic calendar, it's the year 1444. And as I said, this is July 7th in the Gregory calendar, or the Western calendar. We thank Allah for guiding us and helping us, and for giving us the blessing of making the Jummah prayer. We're going to call the second adhan and get started with the prayer in just a second. So, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا للصلاة. هيا للصلاة. هيا للفلاة. هيا للفلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillah. That means praise be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. Bless all of us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins. Strengthen us. Admit us into paradise when we pass away. And we are going to go ahead and start our Jummah prayer today. I'm your imam for today, Muhammad Khatib. We're in the city of Los Angeles. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, the final messenger, the final prophet, seal of the prophets. He, before every talk that he gave for the Jummah and important events, he would do what we call, he would say or recite what we call khutbah al-hajja. That's the khutbah that blesses us to open up ourselves for a journey, for a struggle, to make sure that we, in our struggle, to be servants of Almighty God Allah. I'm doing two or three things at the same time, so I hope I don't sound too distracting. But we're going to open up with the Khutbah al-Hajja. And in the Arabic it says, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyati ahmalana man yahdi allahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. Excuse me. In the English translation it says, truly praise be to Allah, we seek his help and we seek his forgiveness, we seek refuge with Allah against the evil of our own souls and against our own bad deeds. Whosoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners. I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Again, dear beloved brothers and sisters, welcome to our Jumu'ah prayer. We are thanking Allah that he gave us the strength to attend the Jumu'ah, to obey him, and to attend the Jumu'ah prayer. Allah has commanded us in the Holy Quran to stop everything we're doing on Fridays. This is Islamic tradition. This is the commandments of Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and it has become the tradition of the Muslims. We live by what the commands of Allah instruct us. And the commands of Allah came to a man named Muhammad, the final messenger, the seal of the prophets. There's no need for any more prophets to come after him because he brought the whole truth and nothing but the truth. He brought the final revelation, and it has been put into the form of a book. We have it in our hands. It's over 1,400 years old. We as Muslims have been following it. In fact, it's over 1,444 years old. We as Muslims have been following it from generation to generation since it was revealed to the prophet. He had a hard time with his people there in his birthplace in Mecca, the holy city of Mecca. At the time, wasn't called the holy city. In fact, they probably looked at it as a holy city, but the house of that city that was built by the prophet Abraham and his son Ishmael, peace be upon them, that house, which was, on the day it was founded, dedicated to the worship of the one true God, Allah, it had become, during the lifetime of the prophet, in fact, before that, it had become defiled with idols. And, so the Meccans were pretty crazy during the life, and it bothered him a lot that his people were astray, that they were idol worshipers, that they practiced all kinds of crazy stuff, unclean things, improper things, forbidden things, things that were disgraceful. You know, for instance, they were worshiping idols instead of worshiping the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the idols symbolized various crazy stuff, various unclean things, sinful things, disgraceful things, criminal things. And they were doing things like killing their girl children that they didn't want. They wanted sons. And then when the news came to them that the baby was born a female, then some of the wrongful fathers, the parent would bury it in the sand, bury it. And that's a form of abortion, isn't it? Yeah, they're cutting off the life of the new person, and it's almost no different from now, except now they go in to the womb and attack the baby. That bothered the prophet. It bothered him that they bow down to animal images and rocks and sticks and, you know, wooden symbols. And it bothered him that they called upon false gods, false so-called gods. And but anyway, when he came and started, when he showed signs that he didn't, and he received the revelation, in fact, and Almighty God instructed him to tell his people, preach to his people, reality, real reality, truth. You know, truth is what liberates us. Truth makes us free. That's what Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, taught. We call him Isa, peace be upon him. He's called he's got a name of the word of Allah, Kalimatullah. In Arabic, it's Kalimatullah, the word of Allah. And all of the messengers are words of Allah, but that was Jesus' symbolic, and I guess you would call it his trademark name, or you want to call it nickname. His symbolic name was Kalimatullah, the word of Almighty God. And Prophet Muhammad's symbolic name, or I think he called it a Kunda name, his name was Habibullah, the love of Allah, like also can mean sweetheart, the one that Allah loves most. And Moses' name was Kalimullah, the one who spoke. He's the only human being that ever spoke with Allah, conversed with the creator of the heavens and the earth. Because, you know, Allah is not a physical form, but he exists. He's the ever-living, and he knows all things. He lives everywhere at the same time, and he never dies. He never gets tired. He never sleeps. You know, they've in this society in America and in the Western society, they've given some unjust, unfair attributes or traits to Almighty God, saying he's this way, he's that way. But Scripture, our Scripture, the Holy Quran, the words of Almighty God that came to Muhammad, straightened all that out. And it says that Allah does not sleep, doesn't get tired. He cannot be defeated. That he is the creator. He is the all-knowing. He is the most merciful, the ever-living. He is the all-forgiving. He is the one who feeds but is not fed. He feeds you, feeds us, helps us, supplies us, provides for us. Razak, he is the provider, provides everything for us, but he doesn't need anything. He's independent, totally independent, not weak, no, not worried. Nothing distresses Allah. We're the ones who get distressed. We're always crying and complaining about something, worried about something, going through all kinds of changes about something. But that's not Allah. Allah doesn't worry about anything or not disturbed by anything, whatever, in the heavens or on earth. He made the heavens and the earth. Everything is designed by him, was designed by him, and everything has to obey Allah, whether they want to or not, whether that thing wants to or not. I'm going to make a quick call because I promised somebody I was going to call them, and I forgot for a minute or two. Let me see if they're going to answer. If they can't answer, then we'll just continue like we're doing. We thank Allah for the help that he's given us, the life he's given us. We thank Allah for his blessing, mercy, glory. And Allah supplies us with everything we need. Well, maybe they can't get in today. We copy the talks, and we send copies out on the to their emails. And then also, our good brother, the director of the Blog Talk Radio show that's carrying our Jumu'ah today, Brother Amin. I call him Imam Amin, Yasir Muhammad. Amin Yasir Muhammad. He is recording us now on his radio program. And then we also can mail that out. And if we got your text number, we can direct you right to the radio show, copy it, and then send it to your text number on your phone number, and you can listen to the radio. So we try to, you know, stay up on and let everybody hear this. I recently ran into, or I know some people, and I asked them if they would carry us on their social media. And so I got about four or five people that are carrying our message, our Friday message, on their social media. And so it's spreading out. It's spreading. And we thank Allah, because our duty is the same as the messenger's duty, same as Prophet Muhammad's fellow Islam's duty, is to spread the word of Allah, to carry the word of Allah, to make the message. It says, وَمَا إِلَيْنَا إِلَّا بَلَاغُ مُبِينَ وَمَا إِلَيْنَا إِلَّا بَلَاغُ مُبِينَ. And what is the duty, our duty, except to make the message reach? And so we're making the message reach the people. And we're not prophets, but we follow a prophet. And that, as I was saying earlier, he's the final prophet. He's the final messenger, because he's brought us all of what mankind needs. Allah says in the Holy Quran that I'll think of it in a minute, inshallah. But it says that there is not a question that can be asked except that the truth about it, and not only the truth. Hold on, don't hang up, brothers and sisters. Let's see if we got. Okay, I think we got our. Yes, we have our guest. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so it says that there's no question that can be asked except that the truth about that question or concern is revealed in the Holy Quran, and the best way of explaining it, the best manner or the best way of explaining it. Allah explains it clearly. So that all of the important questions that are and concerns of mankind, we have that in the Holy Quran. I was trying to think if I could think of it again. Inshallah, it'll come to me. God willing, it'll come to my mind before we finish the Jummah, and I'll tell you what the Quran says in Arabic. I believe that's right. There is no question or concern that can be asked or brought up except that Allah reveals the truth, or has revealed the truth about it in the Holy Quran, and the best explanation about it, the best explanation thereof. So we possess a book. We have a book that's worth more than all of the wealth in the world, because it is the very words of the Creator. We possess a book that has all of the answers in it. To any important question, all of the answers are in the Holy Quran. It doesn't deal with pettiness. It deals with things of importance, things of reality. As I mentioned to you, and you, I know most of you know, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, or Esau, he said, "Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free." So we as Muslims, we have inherited, we are carrying the truth that liberates people, the truth that sets people's hearts and minds free to where they can think, really, really well, better than anybody else on the planet. Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas, ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah," that you are the best community evolved for the benefit of all mankind, inviting to what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah, carrying the belief in Allah, teaching and preaching the belief in Allah all the time. And Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, teaching benefits people, teaching benefits the believers. Those people who accept this truth, who carry this treasure, they are the most well-off people in the world. And when we say well-off, I know everybody thinks about money. You think about gold. You think about silver. You think about stocks. You think about bonds and all that stuff. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about having the best set of answers, the best ideas about reality, what is really real. So real that when people lie to you, or you watching the TV and they lying to you, or you read something in the media and they lying to you, you sense it. You say, that ain't right. That's fine. You inherit
a criteria or an ability to judge something correctly. How are you going to not judge it correctly when the things that you study and read and believe in are the exact words of the Creator, of Almighty God, the Creator, Almighty God Allah? His words are the words that we read and study and live by. We have inherited this. That's the real wealth. That's the real power. To know what God wants you to think instead of following what man wants to use to trick you with, or the devil wants to use to trick you with, and he uses men to try to lie to you. You know, we walking around the street, we see people. We don't see devils. We see people. Now, when they start doing something bad or saying something bad or acting a certain way, then we say, here's a person that's touched by the devil or possessed by the devil, possessed by bad ways, evil spirits, possessed and doing stuff he shouldn't or she shouldn't be doing. That's the only way we can tell. Now, you might have been possessed so long until you real, real ugly. And people see you and look at your face and say, ugh, they want to get away from you. See what you smell like, what you wearing or something. See, just got a sense of ugh. Just you feel like a what do you call that thing? Some kind of a bad feeling. But what does Allah say about the believers? That when in the mal mukminun al-ladina idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imanan fa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. Says that when the believers are reminded about Allah, about the truth, about the reality, so they feel they feel something in their heart. They feel happy. They feel excited. They feel respect. They feel like they don't want to lose this good feeling that they got. And they say, and when they are reminded about the signs of Allah, this is that when they hear the signs of Allah rehearsed to them, so they are strengthened. And those believers put all their trust in Allah, in Allah's words, in Allah's way of life that he has given us, his culture that he has given for us to live as human beings. Allah is not a human being. He's the creator of human beings. He don't need no wife. He don't need no sons. So we're not people walking around talking about somebody is the wife of God and the mother of God and the son of God. We don't, No, we don't do that. Because we know that the creator, just like he created everything before out of nothing, he can create anything at any time out of nothing. He can end it all whenever he likes. Allah says, who could stop him? If his desire was, if he willed, he could destroy Jesus. He could destroy his mother. So he says, oh, don't say that. Don't say that God will destroy Jesus. God made Jesus. And he says that Jesus is his word. He brought Jesus forth as a teacher, as a messenger, to teach mankind. When Jesus got to the people that he was supposed to teach, they rejected him. Yeah, they rejected him. Jesus was of the Jewish community, and he was trying to teach the Jewish community, but the leaders among the Jewish community rejected him. They hated him. And some say, oh, they went so far as to murder him. They didn't murder Jesus. But if you ask the question, who is surviving today? Whose knowledge or words, whose information is surviving today in society, in this society, you'd have to say the ones that hated Jesus are surviving, and Jesus didn't survive. But Allah tells us that, yes, his spirit is very alive. The message that Jesus brought has been cut all up to pieces and crucified. His message was crucified, not Jesus. You know his message is crucified when... If Jesus' message was predominant in this society, then you would love your neighbor because that's one of the things he brought. You want for your brother what you want for yourself. You wouldn't say bad things about Almighty God. You wouldn't reject the very same thing that Moses brought. Jesus and Moses brought the same thing. Jesus said, I come not to change the law of Moses. I came to verify it or to consolidate it. I came to confirm it. That's the word I'm looking for. Came to confirm the thing that you Jewish leaders already know. But they said, we don't want to hear that. Let's get rid of him. And then they give you a fake concept of Jesus, and they tell you, look, we know you love Jesus because they taught you to love Jesus. They didn't love Jesus, but they want to pretend that they're teaching you to love Jesus. They say if you really love him, you'll believe that he came and gave his life for you and will wipe out all your sins. If you really believe in him, you will drink his blood. If you really believe in him, you will eat his flesh. Now, don't that sound like a cannibal or something? Some kind of a monster. It doesn't sound like reality or truth setting you free. No, it doesn't. So look at what they people. Please put your phone on mute. Let me see if I can get this person in. I hope they... Please put your phone on mute if you can hear me. Brothers and sisters, please be patient with me. I'm trying to get in another caller who calls in every week. And so I'm going to get the first time this time, alhamdulillah. So I was saying that if the wrongdoers are saying, and please make your phone as quiet as you can. Okay. So the wrongdoers were saying they're telling the people to eat Jesus, to drink his blood. And you hear some people say, no, I want to be washed in his blood. Put it all over me. You're not going to be clean, though. You can't pour blood on your clothes or blood on your body, and you're going to be clean. You can't drink blood and be safe or not get sick. You're going to get sick. You're gonna look like a cannibal. And they got movies about stuff like that. You're going to be like a vampire or something, eating a human, and then you say it's your God? Come on, brothers and sisters. Look at the lunacy and the mockery that they made of Jesus' teaching and Jesus' mission and Jesus' arrival to them to teach them the truth. They made a joke out of it. And then there's a verse in the Holy Quran says that Allah says, and Allah knows, Allah says they even brag about it, that they killed Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary. But Allah says in the Quran, they didn't kill him. They were made to appear to them. See? And they try to make it appear to us that Jesus is alive, but he's dead. And every year they have the holiday that they call observance. Not really a holy day. Holiday means holy day. But it is it's a holy day to some who call it that for themselves, but not in reality it's not holy. It's abominable because that day is used to make the people rejoice that a messenger of Almighty God supposedly was murdered, hung up, disgraced, made fun of. And so they dress all up and say it's a day of revival. Now, if Jesus is alive, I could understand people saying, we really respect Jesus. Let's have a day like the Muslims. We have the Eid. That's a day when we're showing appreciation for the fact that our religion was revealed, that it was finalized on the Arafat day. So we're happy. We're happy. But we don't have a day that says our prophet was murdered, or let alone to say our God was murdered, or son of our God is murdered. We don't have any of that confusion in there. So the Muslims, we have days where we recognize, various days in religion where we recognize the beauty of work of the messenger. But we don't have a day where we be celebrating that some people jumped him and killed him, jumped him and tied him up and paraded him through the streets and whipped him and made him drink vinegar or something. Or, you know, there's a whole story about it. But it's like a movie that was made up by the wicked ones that Jesus had been sent to straighten out. They enjoyed making a lie. They enjoyed making that lie to such an extent. They would it would be sad themselves of how much happiness they have about supposedly killing Jesus. You say, oh, no, man, they ain't doing it. Well, why everybody know it and why everybody practicing that craziness? Why is the leader, so-called leader, walking around with a cane with the image of a man tied up or hanging on the cane, supposed to be the dead body? They call it, what do they say in Spanish? They call it cross, dead cross. They call it, they got a city down there in Texas named after it. And Muslims don't do stuff like that. The dead body of Christ. We don't have nothing like that. That's not Veracruz. It's I can't think of the name of it right now. I probably will before we get to talking, though. We don't have times and days like that. All these people that have been taught to eat Jesus and internalize him and take him in physically. I mean, we take Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. We internalize him spiritually, morally, mentally, by repeating what he said and by living, trying to live the kind of life that he lived. The honor, the dignity, the peace, the order. Corpus Christi, Texas, that's what I was trying to think of. Corpus Christi, that means dead body, brothers and sisters. Dead body, corpse. Corpus Christi, dead body. We don't have nothing that we say about the prophets celebrating that murderers killed him. Murderers tracked him down and killed him. You know, they followed Jesus around. They tracked down. They was tracking Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the same way, peace be upon them. But they didn't get Prophet Muhammad, but he got away and got to Medina. And our calendar is actually begun or founded. Our calendar started the day that he arrived in Medina. And so this is Dhul Hijjah, the 19th day of Dhul Hijjah, the year 1444. So 1,444 years ago, the prophet arrived in Medina, and they named the calendar started there. That's the day that the calendar started. And Dhul Hijjah is the 12th month of the calendar. We just did Ramadan a few months ago. That's the month of fasting. All of our things mean something good. All of what we do as Muslims means something good. It don't mean nothing monstrous, something insane, something crazy. So Ramadan is a month of fasting where all the Muslims are told don't do no kind of sinning at all to the best of your ability. Don't eat nothing during the daytime. Don't drink anything during the daytime. Pray more. Give more in charity to the poor. To show your appreciation to Almighty God, be willing to sacrifice. To show your appreciation, you do it. Show your appreciation for the blessed things that Almighty God has given to you, of which one is the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, our book, began to be revealed during the month of Ramadan, the 9th month of the Islamic calendar. The 10th month of the Islamic calendar is Shawwal, 10th month, and this is something in that month. If you fast only 6 days after Ramadan, he said that fasting after the Ramadan fast, which is 30 days, if you fast only 6 days in Shawwal, it's like you fasting all the time, a whole year. And that's the 10th month, Shawwal. And then the month of Dhul Qa'dah is the 11th month. Dhul Qa'dah is the 11th month, And also, it's called Zulkiddah. You'll hear it say Zulkiddah. Zulkiddah, but most of the time it's called Zulmiyah. I mentioned that before. That's the 11th month, and the 12th month is this month we're in now, called the Dhul-Hijjah. We need to learn the Islamic calendar. We need to learn about the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. We need to learn about the Holy Quran. We need to learn about Almighty God, Allah, most holy, creator of the heavens and earth, the most powerful, the all-powerful. He's able to create anything he wants out of nothing. We as Muslims obey the Creator. He's given us rules and laws that we live by. None of them are blasphemous. None of them are filthy. None of them are unnatural and unclean. Look at how man likes to tell us to be politically correct, society or the government or whatever. Tries to tell us to be political. That's the same government that promised you freedom, justice, and equality. That's the same government that promised you that you will have Bill of Rights, you know, that you'll be safe, that you'll have, you know, they'll look out for your welfare, look out for your life. They'll put together armies and forces that will protect your life against any enemies, foreign or domestic. Foreign or domestic. So somebody say, I'm white power. This government promises to protect you against white power. If somebody says, I'm black power, this government promises to protect you against black power, too, although this government, unfortunately, it has a weakness because it was founded on black power. It unjustly stole people and used that black power, that the power, the physical power and strength of the black people, the black skin, use their power, their willingness to work, or unwillingness really, but their ability, I feel like that, to work so hard in the hot sun that this grew and grew and got richer and richer and richer, growing cotton and sugar cane and clearing the forest and the woods so that they could build farmland and plantations and things like that and just on and on and on. Not stole or kidnapped a few people, millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people, hundreds of million to get the people that are out here in what they call the Western Hemisphere, all of America, North America, South America, Central America, and they had whole economies built, built on the having stolen people from Africa and brought them over to the Americas, you know, in North America, Canada, you know, United States, Canada, the Caribbean, Haiti, you know, the French were involved in this, the Spanish were involved in it, the English were involved in it, the Portuguese, they built up a huge economy down in Brazil. There's more, the Portuguese stole more black people over a longer period of time than any other of the other European countries. More people over a longer period of time, I put like that. So much so that there's more black people in Brazil than there is any place else in the world except Africa itself. Now you're talking about some serious crime and some serious bad intentions, some serious sinfulness approved by, if not approved by, definitely tolerated by the Pope, the same one that's walking around with the dead man on the cross, image of the dead man, hanging up on the wall behind him as he's teaching so-called truth. Jesus would never be found doing no insane sick stuff like that. Blood running all out the body. You know, they had artists that would draw up the idea that the devil had given them. When the devil put together the lie that God or Son of God can be killed, slaughtered. Let me show you I can do this. And he put it up on them, give it to the Europeans and had them put it into like a movie, a doctrine, a ritual, a whole party, like a big party, a big and use that to trick the whole world with. Yeah, I know. They say, no. It means that they did him wrong, and we want to remember that that evil ones did him wrong.
You should be showing pictures of you kicking the evil ones' butts then, and it'd be your own butts, because the Europeans are the ones who accepted that lie, and they live in that lie. People are living it today. They call themselves the Catholics. They're living it today, right now. If you could see a picture of the Pope right this instant, I guarantee you he would have that image around him, in his hand, hanging up on the wall, and one around his neck. Guarantee you, and I think he got a ring like that. So they're having, to me, it looks like they're having big fun pretending that Jesus was done like this, was done like that. We Muslims don't have no stuff like that going on. If a person passed, we just lost one of our Muslim brothers recently, no, a couple of days ago, and a couple of other brothers passed away last month, and we take the dead, and we pray for them, we wash them, we, you know, make sure they're clean, put scent, nice cologne, not cologne, but what do you call it, perfumes, oils on them to smell, and to smell great, and we wrap them up. I've heard people say before, when I saw the body of such and such a brother, they never looked at it. See, they looked better than they looked when they was alive, because not only is it the blessing of Allah to give us a beautiful appearance when we pass, but the care and the prayers that the person, you know, the person is not completely dead. And so they still can hear Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him. I didn't say this. The Prophet said it. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said that do not cut the body of the dead. He said cutting the body of the dead is just like cutting the body of the living. Because he said that they still can feel. I don't know how they still can feel, but the Prophet of Allah, the Creator, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, his prophet named Muhammad, he told us that don't be doing embalming on people and stuff, cutting them after they pass away, abusing their body or their flesh. So, and Muslims have known this for over 1,400 years. The Jews know this, but they ain't telling you that. They know that, but they're not promoting it or propagating it like what I'm telling you right now. It's waking you up. The truth will make you free. It's waking you up, what I'm telling you. And so the Muslims are told to spread our truth all over the world, that you are the best people. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. You are the best people evolved for, or birthed for, brought up for, created for, the benefit of all mankind. For all mankind, you are the best people brought up for, or you're the best leaders. That's what it's talking about, your leadership. You're the ones that people should be following. If they follow you, they're going to get a benefit from following you. All praises due to Allah. All praises due to Allah. All praises due to Allah, the Creator of the brothers and sisters. We're just trying to help you. I can't say everything, but there's a lot more I want to say. And then, you know, when you start talking about these kinds of things, that energy just be bursting. It's just trying to get out through your mouth and through your flesh, and that truth and that purity, that all that be working on you. And you just almost like, that's why some of the teachers start sweating and stuff. Well, I'm pretty cool today. But what I'm talking about is really, truly exciting. It's good news. What is that? We say, Allah says in the Holy Quran, this is Bashirun, that the messenger, and this is good news coming to you. This is good information coming to you. This is the truth coming to you. It's setting you free. It's taking the shackles off of you. Allah said he sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sent the Prophet, peace be upon him, to take heavy yokes off of the people, take these burdens off of you. When you study and listen to and receive al-Islam, when you read the Holy Quran, the angels are listening. They're right there listening. And they're asking Allah to bless you. Allah said the angels gather and the devils run.
The angels gather to listen, and they honor you, they respect you, and the devils run. Run. The devils go past that. You don't want to hear the truth. That's why a lot of devils call themselves human, hide the truth. Allah says they hide the truth. They want to hide the wealth. They don't want to share with you. You're not supposed to be broke and you built this country. You're not supposed to be annoyed and abused. Allah says in the Holy Quran, any who abuse a messenger and those who believe on them is a curse. Brothers and sisters, you better start valuing yourself and quit acting like poor little Muslim. They don't care about, these people don't care about you. You better value what Allah has given you. You better see that what Allah has given you. He didn't just start telling us to value ourselves. He said that the meek, the righteous, shall inherit the earth. Talking about gold and silver and dollar bills. No, he's talking about power. He's talking about leadership. He's talking about recognition. He's talking about honor. My brother said he feels kind of bad when people tell him he's good. Because, you know, we read in scripture that no one is good except Allah. But we also know as Muslims that Allah gives that goodness to whoever he pleased. So if Allah gives you enough goodness for the people to respect you, Allah says in the Holy Quran, the angels pray for the believers. And the angels protect the believers. Say one day you'll see angels walking through the street like you see people. And those angels will see you and they'll love you. They'll respect you. They're with you. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, they're there for, the angels are protections for you. They ask Allah to bless you. Feel safe. Allah said in the Holy Quran, the believers have no reason to feel afraid. They have no, believers have no reason. Say, behold on the friends of Allah, there is no fear, nor shall they have cause to grieve. You won't have a reason to grieve. You better stop letting these clowns in the society shake you and worry you and make fun of you. Look at them old Muslim. Look at her, that old rag on her head. That rag is glorious, brothers and sisters. That crown that you wear, that hijab that you wear, that honor that you wear on your face, that honor that you wear in your heart, that honor that you wear in your spirit, oh, that's glorious. That's an honor from Allah. That's an honor from Allah. Allah is using a small group of people to be a light of leadership and a light of honor and a good example, the best example for the rest of the whole wide world. We're only 2,000 million Muslims, 2,000 million when the world has 8,000 million. So the other 6,000 million, they call 6 billion, we're 2 billion. The world has 8 billion. The other 6 billion are there. They're being given a great opportunity from Allah to be of those who witness that there's some people that are worthy of being recognized and respected as leaders. All praise to Allah. Yes, it's true. It's true. You better see that. Don't let people talk about your color and you accept what these knuckleheads are saying. These devils are saying, you don't do that. Allah is the one who gives colors. Allah says in the Holy Quran that he is the one who gives the colors. He is the one who gives the appearance. Yes, he is the one who has named you and given color to the earth. He is the one who has marked you or named you like he wants to name you. I'm not talking about a physical name. I'm talking about your traits as a human being. And Allah says he's made you and other things of varying color. Yes. Sibgat Allah. Aman asanu min Allahi sibgat. Says that the coloring of Allah. And who can color better than Allah? Nahnu abidun. And that he is, and we are the ones who worship him. I believe I said that right. May Allah forgive me if I didn't. But my intention is there. And see, Allah, our religion is so powerful, even your good intentions can save you. Even your
desire to do right can save you. Allah says those are good deeds, when you intend to do right. Even if you fail, you intended to do the right thing for the right reason, for the right being, who is Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the only one who can forgive sins, the only one who can forgive you forever as he wills, quick. The Quran says he's quick in forgiveness. And he says, you be quick too. You make a mistake, you do a sin, say, oh, Allah, forgive me. And be real. Brothers and sisters, this is it. We got it. We have got it. As believers, Allah has made it available for us to keep it forever. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk, and then we're going to do them as a two-part experience, a two-part observance. And so we just did the first part. Don't hang up. We're going to go to the second part. I'm going to be sure. That's not what I'm
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu wa-salamu ala al-khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that means praise be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon his prophet Muhammad, his family and his companions, and all of the believers the world over. Muhammad, the best of all of the messengers, the final messenger. No need for other messengers. We've got the whole... we got the entire teachings and traditions and revelation that Allah wants us to have. It's available to us now. It's in the form of the book, form of a book. It was recited by the prophet, peace be upon him, and written down during his lifetime. So he knows what we're reading. It's in the book that he received, and he said, Allah, on the day of Arafat, please witness that I have brought the people everything they need. I brought them your message. I've done what you instructed me. I've obeyed you. And that's what happened on Arafat. So we have everything in the Holy Quran. Like I said, there's no question that can be asked. But we have the real answer about it. Prophet Esau said what? The truth sets you free. We got divine truth. This is the words of Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and earth. And it's better than white power. It's better than black power. All life is sacred. All life matters. The birds matter. The fish matter. But as human beings, all of us matter. We better wake up to that and stop acting crazy, slaughtering each other, then talking about we're one of God's helpers. Onward army, go kill people. They're singing songs and talking about let's march to the slaughter of Allah's creatures, of other people. Onward Christian soldiers, and go kill the people in Africa. That's basically what they, you think they just made that song up or just made that idea, that concept up? No, the days of the so-called crusade, which means cross tide. Cross mission. The days of that, they were thinking that all the time. Europeans always did love themselves. And the Egyptians, they always did love themselves and had cruelty at the root of a lot of their behavior. Yeah, the Egyptians, Africans, and Europeans, white people in Europe, they always did have that. France was always like that. England, they would slaughter each other, the Vikings, all these people. Murderers. Remember one thing, brothers and sisters. Allah is almighty. Allah is almighty. You need to study. Prophet, peace be upon him, said, get knowledge and seek knowledge, the beneficial things, from the cradle to the grave. Seek it your whole life so that your mind can be liberated. So when they around you tripping and dancing and going through their little schemes and superstitious rituals, you won't be captured. Your mind and feeling and heart and and spirit won't be captured by that. You'll be the only real man or woman. You'll be the only real person around a bunch of idiots and a bunch of cruel, wicked wrongdoers. You'll be the only one that's sober when the rest of them will be. Allah said in the Holy Quran, there'll come a time when they'll be drunk. You'll see people walking through the streets who are drunk. And it's not talking about drinking wine and liquor and scotch and stuff. It's talking about drunk in their ideas or drunk in their mind. Can't communicate properly. Can't act right. You say something to them and they just go ballistic. They trip out. I told a lady, I think I mentioned it to you before, that I'm like Jesus. And I thought her eyes was going to blow out her head or something. Because in her mind, Jesus is a white man. In her mind, nobody can be like Jesus. In her mind, deported blood of Jesus on her, oh, that made her day or her life or whatever. They got to understand that Jesus is the word of Almighty God. And when you want to be like Jesus, all you got to do is do the same thing Jesus was doing, is teach the truth. Not going and dying for people. I could die all day long. They don't save you if you ain't going to act right. And look at this society. All of them talk about Jesus, but look how sinful and criminal they are. They're on drugs. They're on alcohol. They're on homosexuality. They're on gambling. They're on abortion. They're on hatred, racial hatred. They're on murder, guns, knives. They're importing drugs. China, that wants to compete with the United States, is importing the base material or the substance for making fentanyl, and they sell it to Mexico. The criminals in Mexico, the criminals in China, are in conjunction with it. How many of them are in the government? They're working in conjunction with the criminals in Mexico, and they're making fentanyl to kill Americans. Now, I know we say, well, those are just people. But what does the government do when it knows that the people are out of order? It sends forces to put them back in order, police forces, military, or whatever. People say, oh, I hope we never have martial law. Well, I hope we never get so bad that the military have to step in and kick butt in the streets. You know, that happened before when they had the riots. They sent tanks into the streets. When they had the Vietnam War, they sent tanks against the protesters, shot people on the college campuses and stuff. So the government can control what's going in and out. And if you don't, you got so-called good neighbors, or you got neighbors that you know are attacking you with chemicals, chemical warfare, chemical violation, chemical abuse, chemical assault. When you got neighbors that are doing that to you and you know it, why you don't want to believe that? They do know it. They got all kind of agents that know this, but the reason they're not doing nothing about it, I'm not trying to fight the agents. Only thing I can do for you is try to secure you with reality. Truth sets you free, liberates you. That's reality. Only thing I can do is give you something that make your mind so strong that the devil can't get you. You'll be saved. If you use it, you got to save yourself by using the truth. So when these jokers talk white power and black power, don't get scared. Just realize they're idiots, because the real power is with Almighty God. And your real power higher than black and white power, is do you have truth power, clarity? A clear man or woman was clear in their mind. A clear man is more powerful than a black man. A clear man is more powerful than a white man. A clear mind, a mind that's founded on truth, reason, wisdom, good sense, none of those things have any on them, black or white. Those things are clear. They're understandable. Understanding is clear. The Bible says, and all you're getting, get an understanding. What happened to the Europeans then? How come they won't read the Bible and say, we need to understand that we can't go around the world bothering people and hurting people? The Pope needs to get up off his butt and realize that he is seen as a leader, whether he thinks he is or not. He says he's a leader.
supposedly representing the teachings of Jesus. Jesus would never allow the things that the Pope allowed. Not just one Pope. They've been doing this for hundreds and hundreds of years. Look at it on your internet or whatever. They've been doing this for hundreds of years. Who was the last Pope? Who was the Pope before him? Who was the Pope before him? Who was the Pope before him? So now you're getting into hundreds of years passing. Who was the Pope before him? They sat there and let this go on, and look at the world, how messed up it is. If the world's messed up, it's not our fault. We were the friendly, self-fighting. If we had any fights, the Africans have been tribal fighting for centuries. But in America, we've been the weakling over here as far as fighting somebody. Now, recently, they put all these guns in the neighborhood, and we are shooting each other. I'm this coming, I'm that coming. Right back to what I said. If you got understanding, you got truth in your mind, you got reality in your mind, if you got some common sense, if you know right from wrong, then you wouldn't be doing all these violations and crimes. You wouldn't be doing all these sins. Divine truth is the great education. You would have a mind so powerful, brothers and sisters. Realize that. Divine truth is the greatest education. It's in our book, the Holy Quran. It's in the life example of a man named Muhammad that the Quran was revealed to. He lived it. He's the best who lived it. He's the best leader. You heard me say Khairul Mursaleen. He's the best leader, all of the human beings, even the prophet. He's better in his mission. He was more successful and better than anybody, any other prophet, including Moses, David, Abraham, Adam, Jesus, Noah. God's knowledge is clear insight. It's clear insight for your spirit. It's clear insight for your thoughts. Allah's knowledge is true, is clear insight so your spirit won't be darkened and damaged. It's clear insight for your thoughts so you won't be confused in your thinking. Let us wake up. If you side with Almighty God Allah, if you side with him, you cannot and you will not be defeated. You cannot and you will not be lost. With this greatest knowledge, with this greatest knowledge in the Holy Quran, you will never be lost. You will not and you will never be lost, confused, defeated. All you do is be successful. So brothers and sisters, we're going to stop here. May Allah bless each and every one of you. We thank Allah for you. We ask Allah to have mercy upon all of those who are healed and all those who have passed away. We ask Allah to have mercy upon those who recently passed away, people that we knew well and who did great service to their family, to the cause of Allah, number one. So peace be upon them. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. For you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute of respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family, for surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa sunan ala kalam al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty. Plant our feet firmly. Give us strength against those who fight against or stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter.
and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. May Allah bless those who have passed away, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, admit them into paradise, have mercy upon their family, and let their family have understanding and not greed, and let their family accept what you have ordered, Allah, and have them understand and accept what you have ordered as your decree. Alhamdulillah, let the believers not be afraid in their grave, but let them rejoice in the fact that you have chosen to call them to yourself, and on the day of judgment, you will give them their full reward. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Amen. Brother and sister, I'm going to call the Iqamah, and then we're going to make the Jummah prayer. And we ask you to join us.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح آمر الفلاح آمر الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Brothers and sisters, make sure that your line is straight. All the brothers will be lined up together. The sisters will be behind them, several yards behind them, and make sure that their line is straight. And they'll be shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. And we'll be realized that we are realized that we are praying only to Allah. We're bowing down only to the Creator. Right?
Juma, Raka. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim. Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladhina An'amta alayhim, Ghayri al-Maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من العذاب والنار. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم السلام عليكم الحمد لله السلام عليكم تكبير الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if I did, but I said, "Nahnu lahu abidun." I believe I said, "And to him we worship." And to him we worship. That was at the end of a verse that I recited. So I wanted to make sure and get it right. We thank you for joining us.
here in Los Angeles for our Jummah prayer today. We, inshallah, will see you again next week. We always appreciate being at the Jummah. Remember that the Jummah is the most important day of the week. It is the most important day. And so there is no day that's more important than the Jummah. In fact, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said Adam was born on Jummah, and he'll be Adam, the prophet, peace be upon him, the first human being. And he'll be raised up on the day of Jummah. And there are many things that make us understand how important Jummah is. Brothers and sisters, don't leave it off. As soon as you remember that it's getting close to Jummah time, get yourself ready. Make sure you get a full bath. Clean yourself up. Make sure that you have on your best clothes and that you go to the place where they're having a Jummah and get there a little early, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, said the angels are already there. The angels are there. And he said the first people who get to the Jummah are receiving blessings from Allah. We'll go through those sometime, inshallah. Talk to you soon, inshallah. May Allah bless you and your family and have mercy upon all of us. Forgive us our sins, and let us all join together in righteousness in this life and in the paradise. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah.